Right now on VFN TV, we saw the religious persecution happen around the world. We're finding out almost over 80% of people are being religiously persecuted around the world. We saw James Foley being beheaded, the tragedy that took place of the journalists. And we're thinking like, who's gonna do anything about it? We're gonna find out today, there is actually the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom. President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and ministers from 80 countries are standing together saying, we're gonna stop this, we're gonna do something about it. And that's what we're talking about right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I am doing wonderfully well. Today's program is so important because I remember the programs, the sad programs that we had to do.
It was so sad
to see the persecution. It's happening all around the world, but it increased to great levels against Christians around the world. As a matter of fact, I remember that Glenn Beck was talking to some Jewish friends of his, and they said, listen, you know, we're praying for the Jewish people because they're being persecuted. And the Jewish man said, listen, we're praying for you because Christians are being more persecuted than anybody right now. And it was amazing what was happening. Who ever thought that a British soldier in uniform could be beheaded in the streets of Great Britain, or a journalist like James Foley, who was there trying to report, you know, the things that were going on, and they took him before everybody in the world, and we're sad to say we had to be able to let everybody know about that. And you saw his parents firsthand talk about it, and they were wondering, how come our president back then, a former president, didn't help them out free James Foley? Mm. And it did. You see these went up, pushed up into the Mount Sin, I believe it's called Sinja, there.
Yeah.
And it was just, what's going on?
They were fleeing. The nun, remember the nun came and was testifying before Congress? How one second they're watching it on TV, and the next second they're fleeing from their homes.
That ISIS was at their door, and they started marking Christians' homes with the letter Nazarene. And then she said this, and you saw it on VFN TV. She said, you know, I don't understand the Americans. I don't understand you, that you're, you know, you're, she talked about America, good or whatever. She says, but you treat your animals better than you treat the people. You know, and I think about people today, how have had all these animals, but how are we treating people?
That's right.
And like, so God heard our prayers. We've been praying, I'm sure you too, we've been praying for the persecuted church. God, that you would respond, you would stop the persecution. And Jesus, we're specifically told to pray for the persecuted church.
And the atrocities that are happening in North Korea with the gulags and the starvation and the work camps.
Yes.
I mean,
and now we're beginning to see freedom come to the point where, you know, revival, the prophetic word from Kim Clement and others is the bamboo curtain is coming down and the revival is going to start such a way in North Korea that nobody's going to believe it. They're going to have to go there to actually see the hermit kingdom, experience the power of God. And this is exciting because the point now, there is somebody doing something about it. President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and the Secretary of State,
Mike Pompeo.
As a matter of fact, they are came together. It's called the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom, right?
Yes. First time this event has ever taken place, and our country is taking the lead. 80 nations represented in this advance and in this forum. And I want you to hear from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as he shares a little bit about what this event is all about. Take a look.
The first ever Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom.
The minister will also be my first to host as the Secretary of State, and that's very intentional. Religious freedom is indeed a universal human right that I will fight for, one that our team of the department will continue to fight for.
Secretary Pompeo announced the summit as the State Department unveiled its annual Religious Freedom Report, a required assessment of religious freedom in about 200 countries and territories. It berates countries like Iran, Russia, and Syria, and countries the administration is in sensitive security and economic negotiations with. On China, the report says, quote, the government continued to exercise control over religion and restrict the activities and personal freedom of religious adherents when the government perceived these as threatening state or Chinese Communist Party. And on North Korea, the report says there are 80 to 100,000 political prisoners, some jailed for religious reasons.
You've got a gulag system operating in North Korea, and it's been a terrible situation for many years.
Former Senator and Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, the Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, unveiled the report today. He also says he requested Myanmar's government give him access to officials and areas where the military persecutes the Muslim minority Rohingya.
I believe it's ethnic cleansing of a religious minority that's taking place. This is going to require a lot of, I think, focus on the international community. Fortunately, the international community is focusing, but I think it's going to require action. And I think you'll see more action coming.
This is so important. Understand that America is the biggest economy, has the largest military, and a compassion to help people on the face of the earth, because we are a Judeo-Christian nation, our foundation. We have actually a constitution, and a lot of our audiences around the world, but the constitution, which is the papers that justified how we got established, is that we are a nation that all of our rights, we say, come from God. And that the government protects those rights, not take them away.
That's right.
And so if we maintain that, that's why you got to pray for America. That, and many of you do. We hear quite often that people are praying for America because they're concerned about Americans, because Americans are so blessed.
That's right.
That they're not paying attention
to what's happening to the rest of the world, the plight of what's happening to so many people.
Yeah, and I think about Kim Clement. You know, when he prophesied in 2015 that the church. Now we're talking about the nation, but the church in China, the church in South Korea, the church in Iran is doing great. It's the church in America that was sleeping and that needed revival. And you got to see that program. We'll make it related to you on the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. You can see that there. But what he said was he's going to have mercy on America. He's heard the prayers of the people in America. And because of the prayers, he's even heard them on Pennsylvania Avenue, the prayers, that he's going to pour out and set ablaze, you know, America. But this is just the mercies and kindness of God. And this is part of that. You know, you stopping this persecution, and it's so important. You have to understand this. Whatever is done to one of the members of the body of Christ, I don't care how rich, how poor, where you are on the face of this earth, you're doing it to the Son of God. You're doing it to Jesus Christ Himself, because He said, "Whatever you did or didn't do for the least of these of mine, you didn't do for me." And I want to encourage you, you know, if we're going to go to a break, and you're going to hear Vice President Pence speak, and John will tell us about that in a minute, but understand this. I want to challenge you to join us to begin to pray for the persecuted church, because understand that's your sisters and your brothers. That's your arm and your hand and every part. We're all the same. There's one global church under Jesus Christ and His church. And so I want to, you think it doesn't make a difference? God looks for one person who stands in the gap. I remember one thing, and I'll tell you this before we go to break. We begin to launch. We have a prayer community. We pray on Monday. You know, we've been praying for 7, 8 years now on Monday for 24 hours, and we're still trying to figure it out, and we're walking in that. But we launched in this whole time, a time we pray for the persecuted church, and how we did it was we just prayed and fasted for 3 days, and then we launched, you know, that particular prayer and began to pray. But during this time, there was a lady that was in prison in Africa, one of the African nations.
Miriam Abraham. I think Sudan, I believe.
Yeah, and she was pregnant, and she's a Christian, and they had her in chains because she was a Christian. And if she didn't renounce her faith in Jesus Christ, they were talking about killing her.
Yes.
And that was when we launched it. And as we were praying, this is how effective your prayers are. You know, I'm not saying it was just us, but I'm telling you what we experienced, because her life was over. It looked like it was totally over. But we began to pray and fast, and we saw her. At first, they weren't going to do anything. Then they decided they were going to lose her. And we continued to pray, and they decided they weren't going to do it. And then she was almost out, and she was saying, "We got this. We'll show this to you as a related article." But as we continued to pray and fast, God showed us, and He hears you. He showed us that as we were praying, He was exercising His authority and sending His angels there and freed her under radical Islam persecution as a woman, as a Christian woman who had delivered her baby in chains. You know, they were going to kill her because she didn't have faith. She had faith in Jesus Christ.
She would not renounce her faith.
She did not renounce her faith.
To the glory of God.
Oh my goodness. And so we saw it happen before our very eyes. And so I just want to encourage you to join with us, you know, and begin to pray for the persecuted church. God, we showed us that happening. And ever since then, we pray, you know, for the persecuted church. But when we get back from this break, before we say that, comment below. What are your thoughts about this when you hear about the persecuted church? How exciting it is to hear about America awakening up and saying, listen, we're going to use our strength, our influence to be able to help people, because 80% of the people around the world are being persecuted because of their faith. We want to hear your comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. John.
When we get back from this break, we're going to be going straight to Vice President Mike Pence as he talks about the importance of religious freedom and how the United States is paving the way. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Everybody yes. will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now, learning how to abide with God is so important because he says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing. It comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
That's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the king since his kingdom is manifesting.
Right.
It's going to be the greatest thing he's ever done in the face of the earth. It's about to happen. You want to know the king.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about religious persecution that's happening around the world and how there's hope again, how the Ministerial Alliance for Religious Freedom has met for the first time in America under the leadership of Secretary of State Mike
Pompeo
and Vice President Mike Pence under the direction of President Donald Trump.
That's right.
And it's amazing how things are just turning around. And you got to hear, tell us what the Vice President...
Well, the Vice President is getting ready to share how important religious freedom is. He's saying that...
He's a Christian himself.
He's a Christian. He's saying that 83% of the world's population today tragically lives in nations where either religious freedom is threatened and even banned. He's going to share how important it is for America actually to lead the way.
I want to say something before we go. You might not know, Mike Pence was the former governor of Indiana. But prior to
and
that,
congressman.
I want to tell you his story. He ran for office and he didn't make it. He didn't give up. He started a radio program. And he started talking about, you know, in life. And he was for, you know, life in regards to stop abortion and begin to bring life into the babies. And all of a sudden, You know, he runs for Congress, he runs for governor, and he makes it. But who ever thought that the Lord would reach down and snatch him up and bring him to be the Vice President of the United States? And guess what? One of the number one issues is with Vice President Mike Pence is life, not just for the child in the womb, but for the man and the woman that's in the middle of great persecution. He is for life. And guess who else is for life? God is for life. He's the creator of life. I'm sorry, John, go ahead and talk about
it. Yeah, that's awesome. Actually, let's go straight to Vice President Mike Pence right now.
Thank you, Secretary Pompeo. To the Secretary, to Ambassador Brownback, to Administrator Green, Director Mulvaney, to the representatives of more than 80 nations gathered here, and especially to the survivors of religious persecution who honor us by their presence here today. It is my great honor to address this first ever and first annual ministerial to advance religious freedom. And I bring greetings from a champion of religious freedom at home and abroad. I bring greetings this morning and gratitude for all the efforts represented here from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. As President Trump has said on many occasions, the United States of America is a nation of faith, and religious freedom is a top priority of this administration. Since the earliest days of our nation, America has stood for religious freedom. Our earliest settlers left their homes to set sail for a new world where they could practice their faith without fear of persecution. Our forebears carved protections for religion into the founding charters and their early laws. And after this great nation secured our independence, the American founders enshrined religious freedom as the first freedom in the Constitution of the United States. And America has always and will always lead the world by our example. As our first president, George Washington, wrote in his famous letter to the Hebrew congregation in Newport, he said, and I quote, "The United States of America has given to mankind a policy worthy of imitation. For here, as he said, to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance. We require only that they who live under our protection should demean themselves as good citizens." And in the long history of this nation, religious freedom has been our first freedom. But as our founders knew, this precious liberty is endowed not by government, but by our Creator. And we believe that it belongs not just to the American people, but to all people so endowed. The right to believe or not believe is the most fundamental of freedoms. When religious liberty is denied or destroyed, we know that other freedoms, freedom of speech, of press, assembly, and even democratic institutions themselves are imperiled. That's why the United States of America stands for religious freedom yesterday, today, and always. We do this because it is right, but we also do this because religious freedom is in the interest of the peace and security of the world. Those nations that reject religious freedom breed radicalism and resentment in their citizens. They sow the seeds of violence within their borders, violence that often spills over into their neighbors and across the world. And as history has shown too many times, those who deny religious freedom for their own people have no qualms trampling upon the rights of other people, undermining security and peace across the wider world. Let me single out a few great American leaders today for their efforts to advance religious liberty around the world. First and foremost, let me invite you to thank the United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for bringing together this historic ministerium. By bringing together 80 nations, the Secretary of State put feet on President Trump's ambition to make religious liberty a priority of the United States on the world stage. Mr. Secretary, we are grateful. I also want to mention the extraordinary efforts and travels of the United States Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, a lifelong champion of religious liberty, Sam Brownback. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. As the Secretary and Ambassador Brownback know, while the discussions that have taken place this week are promising, we have much work to do. For today, tragically, a stunning 83% of the world's population live in nations where religious freedom is either threatened or even banned. The victims of religious persecution face economic sanctions. They're often arrested and imprisoned. They're the target of mob violence and state-sanctioned terror. And all too often, those whose beliefs run counter to their rulers face not just persecution, but death. The list of religious freedom violators is long. Their crimes and oppressions span the width of our world. Here in our hemisphere, in Nicaragua, the government of Daniel Ortega is virtually waging war on the Catholic Church. For months, Nicaragua's bishops have sought to broker a national dialogue following pro-democracy protests that swept through the country earlier this year. But government-backed mobs armed with machetes and even heavy weapons have attacked parishes and church properties, and bishops and priests have been physically assaulted by the police. We're joined today by Father Raul Zamora, who shepherds a flock at Divine Mercy Church and is a hero of the faith. Last week, the Ortega government laid siege to his church after more than 200 students sought shelter there, and two students lost their lives. They joined the more than 350 courageous Nicaraguans who have died in the cause of freedom this year alone. Let me say to you, Father, our prayers are with you, and the people of America stand with you for freedom of religion and freedom in Nicaragua.
Isn't that powerful? You've been with us over the years that we've been broadcasting. This is a huge answer to prayer. Our vice president, under the direction of the president of the United States, as who the South Korean prime minister introduced as the leader of the world because it's the strongest economy, is saying, we don't want religious persecution in the world. If you've been praying that that would stop, the persecution would stop, this is an answer to your prayers. That's why it's so important to maintain this kind of leadership over America and over countries, your countries. And the fact is, like, if we actually allow other people to worship freely, they'll allow you to worship freely. So he said, you know what? It's the goal is this. If you believe that your God is Jehovah and that his son is Jesus Christ and he truly is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it don't matter what other people are doing because your God is powerful. Mm. Your God is loving. Your God is kind. You don't have to worry about being outdone by somebody who's religious, but they don't know God yet through his son. So it's not about being intimidated like that. It's about saying, you know what? Just go freely. You preach your gospel. I'll preach mine, and we'll see you on top of Mount Moriah.
That's right.
Who calls the fire down, right? And God will bear witness by his spirit, you know, that he is the Lord. But listen, we want to hear your comments. You know, comment below. We love to hear your comments or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. But we have so much more. Just a moment. John,
yes,
what's next?
Yes, believe it or not, we have an ambassador for international religious freedom, and his name is Sam Brownback. And we get back from this break, we're going to hear about what he has to say about this religious freedom and what we're doing to advance it all across the world. More from the ministerial event and forum. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
I was preaching in Washington, D.C. A man walked up to me and said, I'm a child psychoanalyst. He said, I've heard what you've said to me today, and I find it interesting, but I don't believe it. He said, I'm a Freudian. If I believe what you say, I will have to give up my career. He said, my whole counseling is based on Freudian presuppositions, which is running contrary to what you're saying. I said, I'm asking you, does what you believe make sense? I said, what does it matter what label you put on an empty bottle? He says, let's go to church. I preached on worship. And Ralph, the child psychoanalyst, stumbled over to the front of the altar and gave his life over to Jesus Christ.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you. Mm-hmm. Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will—you'll just have peace in your life, mm-hmm. And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how He says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be, and children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so important. These are days to celebrate. Listen, we got to celebrate the fact as Christians, you know, and as anybody who wants to worship freely without the government oppressing you, they have an alliance to what? A ministerial?
An alliance to advance religious freedom.
And I want to remind you, the very constitution of what we're made up of and what determines what we can do or what we can't do in our country is the Constitution. And the first, John, the very First Amendment, the very first thing our founding fathers wrote about was about religious freedom. Let me read it to you right here. John, you can read it right there.
Congress shall make no law.
Which is Washington, D.C. So Washington, D.C. shall make no law. Okay.
Respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Come back to me for a moment. Look at this. That means Washington has nothing to say about how you worship, but they have a responsibility to protect the fact that you can, that you have that freedom to do it. This is very important.
It's very important. Okay. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
This is important because in Houston, the mayor, she subpoenaed all the pastor's
sermons.
And this Constitution says you can't do that. They can say what, people can say the stupidest thing in the world and it's protected under our Constitution.
That's right.
Definitely you can preach the gospel because that's religious freedom. And so that was an interference with religious freedom in the big, huge state or city of Houston, the state of Texas,
right? That's right.
Okay.
Or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That peaceably to assemble means we can gather together as the church and we're okay within the confines of the law.
Think about this. You can gather together in a coffee shop and talk about Jesus. You can gather together in a library and talk quietly about Jesus. You can gather together in your stucco building or your shopping center building or the shopping mall or your house where people try to tell you you can't gather your own home. That happened in California where they tried to rule out the law, make it illegal to gather a church gathering in a home.
In a house.
In a house.
In your own house. Do you pay the mortgage on?
Yes. In Russia, the law states very specifically that you can't evangelize people and bring it in. We don't want that. In America, we have the First Amendment to the Constitution. And now we have somebody, a president and a vice president and a secretary of state who travels the world to protect religious freedom. This is a huge answer to prayer. What are your thoughts? We want to hear your thoughts. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This is a time to thank God. You know, one thing he says in the book of in Romans chapter 1, I got to go. He says they were not grateful for what God did. We got to be grateful. This is huge what God has done for us. And we have to use this window of opportunity to tell everybody we can about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you right now for our viewers. I pray that you would just bless them right there in their home. The one that's sitting there watching on their phone right now, Father God, that they're in tears, God, and they don't know what to do, that you would meet them right there where they are, Father God. And I pray right now, Father God, for families that they'd be blessed. I pray for ministers that are getting confidence in the persecuted church to be saved and protected. And God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion.
Yes, Lord.
Send revival.
Yes.
Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.